Good morning. When you go to church at Messiah, as we do later today, what do you notice as the dominant feature in the sanctuary? I'll give you a hint. It's on the cover of the hymnal. You can't help but notice the large wooden cross hanging above the altar. In fact, the brown trim work on the side walls is designed to draw your attention all the way up, your eyes, all the way up to that very appropriate symbol and focus of our Christian worship. For us today, the cross is exactly that, a meaningful symbol. It is not what it once was, a method of execution. I can't imagine a modern society today, actively concerned with human rights, ever allowing crucifixion as the way to execute criminals under the death penalty. But God did that. God used a real cross to do much more than put Jesus to death. God has used the cross of Christ to carry out the curse of sin to the absolute fullest extent, as we hear today in a text from Galatians 3. I'll read verses 10 and 13. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Some very strong words are used in these verses. Five times Paul writes, curse or cursed. Let's be clear on what that means. Cursed by whom? Cursed with what? Well, the starting point is God's law, all of His commands from the Creator, the one who judges all people. Everyone who breaks that law, including you and me, is supposed to be cursed by God with death, with hell, which basically means that we should all bear the constant rejection of God, banished from His presence forever. That's what His holiness requires. That is what our sins deserve. That is the debt that we owe Him, the full punishment of all sin, which He carried out on a cross outside of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. We take a moment today to trace, at least a bit, what all happened at the cross of Jesus. Certainly it was a place of horrific suffering. Spikes maybe this long were nailed through His hands and feet. Blood poured out from real wounds. Now, as our chapel speaker mentioned yesterday, Jesus had real superpower, which He did not use to stop those nails or deaden the pain or come down from that cross at any point. He endured all of it, the full onslaught, up to the very moment of His death. But for Him, that day, the cross was more than a place of execution, because the curse of sin was more than physical suffering and dying. For Him, that day, for all practical purposes, the cross was the location of hell. How can I say that? Well, when Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's exactly what had happened. The Father had left him. I'll rephrase that. God rejected his Son, the one in whom he was constantly pleased, only because, entirely because, our sins, along with all sins, were placed on him. We could even say that at the cross of Christ, God carried out a rather unique, holy type of anger management. God's version of anger management. That may sound strange to hear, but consider. God vented all of his righteous anger on Jesus. Because, as far as God was concerned, that was the sinner with all the sins. That too was part of the curse, part of the hell that he suffered. With this result, that all of your sins are completely paid for, completely punished, just as God required according to his standards of holiness. Now, where does that leave you and me? In a very good place. No longer under the curse, Paul says. More than that, we are forgiven by God. We are meant to be blessed by God because Jesus took that curse in our place. More than that, his suffering on the cross is not just the price of our debt. It is also the price of our redemption, which means that he bought you to be his own and to join him forever as the heirs of eternal life. What Paul wrote in Galatians 3, he has summed up with two words in the book of 1 Corinthians. Those words are, and they're easy to remember, Christ crucified, which you can break down as follows. Christ, the one chosen, sent, and anointed by God, was crucified, cursed by God, so that we would be the redeemed of God. Take that from your heads to your hearts. Ponder that on a personal level. Think it through. Jesus took the curse in my place. That's how damaging my sins are. Yours too. The Son of God suffered hell to redeem me and you. That's how expensive your salvation is. That's how amazing, how steadfast his love is. Yes, the message of the cross, Christ crucified, will always be the certainty of our forgiveness from God, the guarantee of our blessing by God, and the lasting foundation of our life with God today, tomorrow, forever. Amen. Our worship closes today with the singing of hymn 358. We will sing stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 6. 1, 2, 3, and 6 of hymn 358.
sing.